Jared to the Rescue, part of the Killer Romance series, written by Sane and read by Eos Rose. Jensen's nose itches. He's tied to a chair in a small, dark, dank room. Blood's dripping into his left eye from a cut on his forehead, and there's more blood leaking from his lower lip. He's bruised, battered, and bound, and his nose really fucking itches. The things he does for love. Jensen scrunches his face in a variety of different ways. He tries blowing air up towards the maddening bit of skin. It still itches. Jensen slumps in his restraints. He doesn't know what's taking so long, but if Jared doesn't get here soon, Jensen's going to have to get himself out of this mess. And while that would be ridiculously easy to accomplish, it would also render this whole exercise moot. Jensen would have gotten captured and beaten up for nothing, and that would piss him off. But Jensen's nose really, really itches. Jensen doesn't think this is a normal itch. He thinks it might be a super itch. He also thinks he might have a head injury. Whatever. He'll give Jared 10 more minutes, and if he hasn't shown up by then he's obviously decided Jensen's not worth the effort. Or the tracker beneath the skin of Jensen's right shoulder blade, which Jensen totally knows about, thank you very much, is malfunctioning. Jensen starts to count. Mississippi 1, Mississippi 2, Mississippi 3... Jensen loses track somewhere in the Mississippi 300s. Fuck it. Just as Jensen's about to start seriously testing his restraints, there's a distant rumble and the room he's in shudders ever so slightly. They're either having an earthquake or something just went boom. Jensen smirks and settles back in the chair. It's about time. It doesn't take long now. Luckily, Jensen remembers to smooth his face into something a little less smug before Jared comes through the door like a human battering ram. He looks like he should be on the cover of a romance novel. Not that Jensen's ever looked at romance novels. Jared's hair is flowing, his eyes are wild. There's a bandolier across his wide chest, a gun in one hand, and a wicked-looking blade in the other. Hot damn. Jensen swoons a bit. He blames it on the concussion. And best of all, while Jared looks almost stricken at the sight of Jensen and the state he's in, there's none of that horrible mopey depression that Jared's been wearing like a second skin since the last time he talked to his parents. Jensen's an awesome boyfriend. Christ, Jared says. He rushes to Jensen. Jen, baby? Oh, God. Jensen allows Jared to gently paw at him, checking out his injuries. More than once, he feels Jared's fingers press against the pulse point in his neck. Hey, Jensen says. Get this crap off me. Jared complies. As soon as Jensen's arms are free, he ignores his screaming muscles and finally scratches his goddamned nose. Talk about torture. Jensen's only unrestrained for about half a second before Jared's arms wrap around him. I've got you, he says into Jensen's hair. I've got you. As if there was any doubt. Well, as if there was much of any doubt. Jensen's blaming that slight lapse on the concussion, too. Jensen lets his head rest on Jared's shoulder and listens to the sounds of distant screams. I told Jeff and the others to make sure they left some alive, Jared says. I thought you might like to play later. Jensen grins. My hero.